Today, I want to talk specifically about how to survive a long, drawn-out crypto bear market, or at least sideways market, and some of the things I am looking to do, as well as some of the things maybe you could potentially consider as far as how to survive a long-term crypto asset bear market. And there's a couple different points that I have, both from a mindset standpoint, from potentially a trading and investment standpoint, but definitely want to touch on a number of different things. And a lot of this is going to stem from what I've learned recently, but also learning from my mistakes in the past. And I'll kind of go over just my entire kind of backstory for crypto and how I got into the game and how I missed out on a lot of opportunities during some of the longer extended bear markets. So let's hop into that today. Before we get into bear market survival, a quick shout out to my friends over at LinkedIn Talent Solutions. Now, if you are a crypto company out there, really any company, and you are in need of the highest quality talent that you can possibly find, the absolute best place to go and find that talent is at LinkedIn. Over 70% of the US workforce and a massive amount of the global workforce is available on LinkedIn. You are looking for quality candidates that are not on the job boards, both active and passive candidates. LinkedIn is absolutely the place to do it if you are hiring. And if you go today to linkedin.com/Bobby, you'll actually get $50 off your first job post. And again, that is linkedin.com/Bobby for $50 off of that first job post. Highly recommend it for anybody out there in the crypto or non-crypto world who is hiring and looking for top quality talent. Let's get into it. So as some of you might know, I got into crypto in December 2013. We'll pull up CoinMarketCap here. So I got into crypto in December 2013. And I know there's a lot of people probably watching or listening that might have bought the initial top of the crypto asset market when we're talking about December or January timeframe of 2017, 2018, where we saw $800 billion valuations for the entire market. Bitcoin maybe at $17,000, $18,000, $19,000 perhaps. Ethereum over $1,000. A lot of altcoins doing really well. For me, that was when I got into the game. Going all the way back to really December 2013, I initially bought into Bitcoin and specifically Dogecoin as well in December of 2013, and that was where the market peaked. The market went on a crazy run. The entire crypto market, believe it or not, back in November of 2013 was worth less than $2 billion. The entire market was worth less than $2 billion. And now it spiked all the way up to $15 billion, came back down. And I stuck around as really interested in a lot of the different technology and mining. But as the markets went sideways and sideways and really bled out for quite some time, I lost a lot of interest and, to be pretty frank, was just not very disciplined in terms of crypto investing, lost a lot of conviction, and didn't really put too much new money into the space and didn't spend as much time that I could have on crypto. And because of that, I missed out on a lot of opportunities. You can see here, as we're looking at these charts and the total market cap, when it went from $15 billion November 30th of 2013, really kind of bottomed out at around $4 billion, lost a ton of market cap. Bottomed out around September 2015 or so before making a nice comeback in 2016. And the unfortunate thing for me was because I lost interest, I lost out on a lot of opportunities. So when I look back and I'm looking at the market nowadays, I'm thinking in many respects, okay, what did I do wrong in November, December, January of 2013, 2014 into 2015? What did I do wrong? What mistakes did I make, and how can I not repeat them? And hopefully, how can you not repeat them when it comes to surviving a bear market? And if you look at the year-to-date charts, in some cases, it looks a little bit similar to what we saw in the December 2013 to 2014 timeframe, where there was that crazy run up from November and December of 2017. You saw something similar in 2013 and then a subsequent bleed out. And we've been kind of bleeding out slash going sideways here for the past couple of months, really throughout 2018. It hasn't been a fun time. So a couple different things that really for me, I'm looking at right now when it comes down to making sure that I survive this type of a bear market or sideways chop, whatever anybody wants to call it, correction, whatever you want to call it. It's all semantics at this point. But it's kind of six things I have in mind. The first is really maintaining a proper mindset. When I look at a lot of these assets, I am trying to play the long game as much as possible. And my cost basis is probably a lot lower than many people out there. So in some cases, it's easier for me to have a long-term vision because I've been in this situation before. But having a long-term vision and having a proper mindset, I think, is really important. I know a lot of people always say, only invest what you're prepared to lose. And in a lot of cases, for many people, when they're seeing assets down 70, 80, 85, 90, 95%, whatever it might be, they are almost losing everything. So it really is true when it's like, be prepared to only invest what you're prepared to lose. That is, in many cases, a real, real damn thing. And you have to have a proper mindset as far as, am I playing a long-term game? Am I playing a short game? What is my really end goal here? And just kind of keeping your head on straight when it comes down to these. Because if your mindset is, I'm really worried, I'm really freaked out, these markets aren't for me, then maybe they're not. And, you have to just look yourself in the mirror and see where things go. The second thing I think is really important is to not be afraid to restructure your portfolio, even if you're down big. And why I say that is because things can get worse. It's easy to look at a lot of these assets right now. And let's take Dragon Chain, for example. Dragon Chain went absolutely nuts. I'll pull it up here on Onchain FX, but Dragon Chain went absolutely nuts after the ICO in the bull market. Also Nano as well, but Dragon Chain went, massively, massively up. I think the all-time high was close to $5, just shy of $5 here. And now we're at 27 cents. It is down 95% from its all-time high. And a lot of people, were buying Dragon Chain in March, in April, in May, when Dragon Chain was $1, when Dragon Chain was $2, saying, oh, is that $5? And I'm going to buy more. Just because an asset is down 85%, down 90%, does not mean it can't go down 95, 96, 97, 98, 99% from its all-time high. Things could always get worse, and you don't have to stay attached to a position forever. I think that, restructuring, being flexible and being able to restructure your portfolio into things that maybe you have higher conviction on over time is not a terrible idea. Just because you've gotten hit on something does not mean packing up and moving on to the next thing is the worst thing in the world. That's my personal opinion, but I think restructuring your portfolio is big when it comes to surviving in a bear market, not staying in shit coins or whatever people want to call them just because you got stuck in them during a bear market and now it's bleeding out and it's going to come back. Maybe it might, maybe it won't. But one of the big things with that as well is positioning yourself for success when the bear market does, if and when it does turn around. I have no idea if we'll ever see the all-time highs that we saw back in January of 2018. Will we ever see $800 billion market cap again for crypto? I think so, but that's my personal opinion. I kind of think it's a when, not an if, but there's no guarantee of that. But what I'm trying to do is position myself for success for when the market does turn around, if and when it does turn around, because you don't want to be caught out of position. You don't want to be caught in a bad place. Maybe your capital is not deployed in the proper places. Maybe your portfolio just isn't fine-tuned enough to where you'd like it to be. So I think that restructuring your portfolio, not only to eliminate assets that may or may not be high quality anymore, you deem high quality and you just feel stuck in them, restructuring your portfolio for that, but also to reposition yourself for success if and when the market does turn around so that you don't catch yourself out of position and you don't miss out on opportunities. Because typically when the market does make a run, it makes a move very quickly, very fast. And if you're not ready for it, a lot of times you can miss out on some of the massive potential gains that you find through that. Now, one thing to consider as well when it comes down to your portfolio during a bear market or during a sideways market is there is an opportunity to not just be 100% net long like a lot of people in the market, a lot of newer investors when it comes to crypto are. Now, Two of the most common platforms when it comes to leverage or margin trading are both BitMEX and OneFox. And there's a lot of negative connotations when it comes down to both platforms, I think, specifically BitMEX, because you have the opportunity to go as high as 100x leverage trading Bitcoin, which is just absolutely insane. And you'd probably liquidate yourself pretty, pretty quickly. But I'm not talking about that when I'm talking about, you know, how to survive a bear market potentially by utilizing a platform like BitMEX or like OneFox. For example, if you want to reduce some of your exposure because you are fully long Bitcoin, let's say you have $50,000 in Bitcoin and you're feeling like the market is pulling back, you're just not comfortable with that level of exposure, but you don't want to sell all your Bitcoin, you can alternatively send some to BitMEX or send some of that Bitcoin to OneFox, and you can do a low leveraged or basically a non-leveraged short of Bitcoin so that you are able to balance that out. You can even do that to really go kind of net zero on your portfolio. So you could be long $25,000, short $25,000 if you're really freaking out about it, both on no leverage, and that will kind of give you essentially a cash position in the market without having to withdraw anything at all. So something to consider when it comes down to just surviving a bear market and having at least the optionality to go short the market. Now, again, this is something, like I said, there's a lot of negative connotations when it comes down to BitMEX and OneFox and leverage margin trading and crypto assets. And it's a very, 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 very easy way to get wrecked. But if you do some of your research and you're a little bit more experienced, it's a good way to at least balance things out so you're not 100% net long all of the time. Now, one thing in addition to what I mentioned as far as a proper mindset, restructuring your portfolio, hedging your portfolio potentially, if you are experienced enough to do that with both BitMEX or OneFox. And again, there's a link below in the description if you want to check either of those out, the referral links, but they help me out. On number four, taking the time to learn and improve on areas of weakness. So depending upon what you might be strong in, what you might be weak in, really taking the time. A lot of times in these bear markets or in these sideways markets, you might have a little bit of downtime. You might get a little bit bored. Rather than getting bored, take the time for some self-reflection and to try to improve on areas of weakness, whatever it might be, whether it is finding out new trading strategies, whether it's researching new projects or even historical projects. There was literally a tweet yesterday that I saw, so shout out to this, but there was a tweet yesterday, and I'll put a link below to the description, where I think it was about 5,000 people on crypto Twitter, over 5,000 people, over 50% of them have never read the Bitcoin white paper. The market's moving sideways. If the market's going down, maybe take 15, 20, 30 minutes out of your day to read the Bitcoin white paper, read another white paper, read some articles about some of the trends in the crypto asset industry, but take the time to learn and improve and don't just kind of sleep on things, because you'll get left behind pretty, pretty quickly. And the fifth way, I think one way to help survive a bear market is, there are a lot of people I think out there that during some of these bull markets, especially if you've been a part of that, kind of get used to the money, get hooked on the money a little bit. One thing to do is potentially find alternative sources of revenue, or just not be completely dependent on crypto asset income somehow, trading income from trading with crypto assets, to whether it's your lifestyle or whatever it might be, to fund that. Find alternative sources of revenue, whether that's mining. So if you are, you're a sophisticated miner, do that. If you're looking for something that might be a little bit, kind of more entry level to get started, Honeyminer is a great one to do as well. So mining, and then also masternodes as well. Those are both kind of, I think both mining and masternodes are really interesting sources of alternative revenue outside of trading that you might look to potentially diversify into. And that's not even inclusive of all the other sources of revenue outside, just all the other industries outside of crypto. I'm just talking about crypto specifically, but outside of just trading too, whether it's mining, masternodes, there might be other things that you might be thinking of as well, but definitely something to consider. And then lastly, number six is just not sleeping on opportunities and getting lazy and complacent. That was one of the things that I look back and have a lot of regret on when it comes down to being pretty damn early into the crypto markets in 2013, like December 2013. I was there before Ethereum. I was there before a lot of the ICO boom. I was there in a fantastic position, and I got complacent. I got lazy, and I didn't participate in the Ethereum ICO. I didn't participate in a lot of the most profitable trades in 2016 and 2017, and I missed out on probably life-changing wealth. You know, I've still done well for myself, but I missed out on life-changing wealth in a lot of respects because I slept on opportunities, I got lazy, I got complacent. And I think the same thing is kind of happening now where a lot of people are packing up bags, going home, and there is no guarantee, obviously, that the market is fully going to come back, but I think there is a decent possibility. I'm personally financially betting on the fact that there will be a comeback. I think that that will be the case. I have some high conviction that we will see a comeback for Bitcoin, for the rest of the crypto assets out there, but I am not, I've seen what happened to me in the past, and I am willing to make that bet for my future solely, if not for anything, so I don't have any regrets like I did previously, where I look back and have significant regrets about how I played the 2014-2015 bear market in crypto. I'm not making those same mistakes. I'm not going to be complacent, and I'm not going to get lazy when it comes to finding, seeking, and kind of executing on new opportunities. So those are my thoughts, just very high level when it comes down to how to survive a crypto asset bear market. And to review, number one, it's just maintaining a proper mindset. Number two, restructuring your portfolio, not being afraid to restructure your portfolio, especially when it comes down to trying to position yourself to be successful if and when the market does turn around. The third thing being potentially hedging your portfolio, whether it's, you know, BitMEX or OneFox. If you are fully exposed long, if you want to open up a small leverage or non-leveraged short position so that you are not overexposed, that's certainly an alternative. Number four is taking the time to learn and improve on the areas of weakness that you have, trying to do some self-reflection, figure out what you're not good at when it comes down to potentially crypto investing, technical skills, whatever it might be, and trying to address those as much as possible. Finding alternative sources of revenue, whether it's mining or potentially masternodes or anything else in the crypto asset world. And then lastly, just not sleeping on opportunities, getting complacent. I think those are really important and something to keep in mind. If we continue to see this market kind of go sideways slash bleed out for quite some time, hopefully this episode will kind of give you a little bit of insight into my mind when I think about the mistakes that I made in the past, and hopefully help you to not make those mistakes in the future. If you did enjoy this video, hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button. Would really, really appreciate that. And if you're new to the channel, by any chance, would love for you to join and subscribe. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Hope you have a good one. Peace.